We have a sigma plus particle of kinetic energy, 3 GeV, that's produced inside a bubble chamber. Ignoring the energy losses, what is the mean distance that the sigma plus particle will travel in the bubble chamber detector? So what we have in this problem is a sigma plus particle has a kinetic energy of 3 GeV, and we want to know how far it will actually, what's the mean distance? Well, it has a lifetime. The lifetime is 8.0 times 10 to the minus 11 seconds. You can look up the lifetime in the table that we have in this chapter. We want to ignore energy losses. Since the sigma particle has a plus charge, it will actually undergo some energy losses as it moves through the bubble chamber. We want to ignore that. That's going to be fairly small. So we want to know then what is the mean distance that it travels. Well, if we know what the velocity of the sigma plus particle is, then let's say that we know that what the speed is, we know V, then the distance that it travels will be somehow equal to the velocity it travels times the time that it travels. Okay, so that's what we want to do, but we have to worry about relativity. Okay, so we have to find out what the velocity is. What do we know? Well, we know what the kinetic energy is. We also can look up what the rest energy is. The rest energy, if you look up in the table, is 1.189 GeV. Well, remember, the total energy E is equal to the kinetic energy plus the rest energy, and that is equal to the relativistic factor times E sub zero. So let's go ahead and calculate what gamma is. Gamma is going to be, in this case, K plus E sub zero over E sub zero. Well, it turns out that we know K. K was given to us in the problem as 3 GeV. We looked up what the rest energy was. It's 1.189 GeV. That was in one of the tables in this chapter, divided by 1.189 GeV, or GeV, as we say. This is then equal to 3.523. But what do we know about the relativistic factor? Well, we also know that it's 1 over the square root of 1 minus v squared over c squared. Well, here's our v. That's actually what we're trying to find. So we can turn this equation around and solve it for v. V is equal to c times the square root of 1 minus 1 over gamma squared. And if we put the gamma here as 3.523 in this equation, then this is very easy to solve. So, I mean, this is 1 over 3.523 squared. This comes out to be 0.959C. Okay, we want to make sure what system, though, that we're doing this in. The distance, D, is going to be V times, say, some T prime. But we want to do this, we want to know this in the lab system. So I think, and we just calculated what it was in the lab system. This is, we want to, this clock is going to be running slow. We want to account for this and change this relativity to make it gamma T. And now I think we have all of these numbers. 0.959C times 3.523. We calculated for gamma. And now the time T is going to be basically the mean lifetime of the sigma plus particle. That's how long it on the average it lives before it decays, is 8 times 10 to the minus 11. So this is 8.0 times 10 to the minus 11 seconds. And so this will turn out to be, and I convert it to centimeters, about 8 centimeters. And so that's a fairly typical problem. So what we will see in the bubble chamber, you will see bubbles that are about 8 centimeters long. And from this, knowing that the track length on the average is 8 centimeters, tells you that the kinetic energy then was about 3 GeV. In fact, particle physicists then can relate this distance, and they get a whole bunch of these kind of tracks, and they average them, and that tells them then what the kinetic energy is, and from that they work out what their reaction is.